All right, let's dive into what's been happening. It looks like things have been pretty intense, to say the least. We've got reports of attacks, counterattacks, and a whole lot of geopolitical chaos. Ready to break it down?
Absolutely. Sounds like a whirlwind. I've had a chance to glance at the data, and it seems like we're looking at a major escalation. I'm definitely ready to untangle this.
Okay, first off, it seems like the big story is the back and forth between Israel and Iran. There's a ton of stuff here about strikes in Tehran and missile launches. What's your take on the initial moves?
Well, the initial reports are certainly alarming. The Telegram feed mentions Israeli strikes wave after wave in Tehran and other areas, coupled with Netanyahu's statement about it being just the beginning. That paints a picture of a very deliberate and sustained operation. Then you've got the IDF spokesperson announcing strikes against Iran's nuclear program, targeting sites like Natanz and Isfahan. It's a clear message of escalation.
Yeah, and it sounds like Iran didn't just sit back. We've got reports of them launching hundreds of missiles at Israel. There's even a mention of casualties in Rishon LeZion and Ramat Gan. How significant is this level of response from Iran?
It's a really significant escalation. The fact that Iran launched hundreds of missiles in multiple barrages indicates a willingness to engage in direct confrontation, which is a departure from their usual proxy warfare tactics. And the casualties in Israeli cities, that's a major red line crossed. It really highlights how quickly things spiraled.
And then there's the aftermath. We've got reports of school closures, threats of further attacks, and even the Mahane HaMamlachti removing their no-confidence vote against the government. It sounds like the entire country is on edge.
Exactly. The domestic implications are huge. School closures, the cancellation of Netanyahu's court appearance and his son's wedding, those are indicators of a nation in crisis mode. The political unity, even temporarily, with the opposition shelving their no-confidence vote, shows a recognition that national security trumps political infighting in this moment.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, it looks like there's also a lot of international reaction to all this. Trump saying the war needs to end, and there's speculation about the U.S. potentially getting involved, maybe targeting Fordo. How do you see the international community reacting to this?
Trump's statement is interesting, especially the timing. His "the war between Israel and Iran needs to end" comment is pretty vague. The key thing is the mention of the U.S. potentially getting involved, specifically targeting Fordo. That suggests the U.S. might be considering direct action to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons, especially if they perceive Israel's actions as insufficient. It's a huge gamble, though.
What about the more specific operational stuff? There's mention of interceptions happening as far away as Cyprus, and our forces apparently documented interceptions of Iranian missiles from Syria. That's wild.
It is wild. The fact that interceptions were visible from Cyprus shows the sheer scale of the missile launches. And the detail about Israeli forces in Syria documenting those interceptions, that's huge. It underscores the complex geopolitical landscape and Israel's continued presence and operations in the region. It also highlights the potential for this conflict to spread beyond just Israel and Iran.
Okay, so while all this is going on, we're also seeing reports of attacks in Yemen, allegedly targeting a top Houthi commander. And there's talk about how all the chiefs of staff of the Axis of Evil have been eliminated in the past year. What's the significance of these other fronts?
Those reports really illustrate how this conflict is part of a much larger regional power struggle. The alleged targeting of a Houthi leader in Yemen suggests that Israel, or its allies, are actively working to disrupt Iran's network of proxies. The elimination of multiple chiefs of staff of the Axis of Evil, if true, points to a coordinated effort to weaken Iran's regional influence and capabilities. It's a very aggressive strategy.
There's some really grim stuff, too. Reports of casualties in northern Israel, including one person killed and 14 injured. And then the rising death toll in Tamra and Bat Yam, families wiped out. It's brutal.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. Those reports of casualties are a stark reminder of the human cost of this conflict. The images of buildings destroyed in Bat Yam, the stories of families being killed, it's devastating. It underscores the urgency of finding a way to de-escalate and protect civilians.
Okay, so we've got attacks, counterattacks, international reactions, and a growing humanitarian crisis. What do you think the next few days are going to look like? Do you see this escalating further, or is there a chance for de-escalation?
Honestly, it's hard to say. The rhetoric from both sides is incredibly hawkish. Israel seems determined to dismantle Iran's nuclear program, and Iran is vowing retaliation. Trump's comments add another layer of uncertainty. It really hinges on whether the U.S. decides to get directly involved and whether other regional actors decide to jump in. De-escalation seems unlikely in the short term, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a pretty bleak picture. The one thing that gives me a tiny bit of hope is the report about people opening up their shelters to those who don't have them. At least there's some solidarity there.
That's so true. Those small acts of kindness and solidarity are really important to highlight. The fact that people are offering their shelters, that there's a hotline connecting those in need with those who can help, it shows the resilience and compassion of the Israeli people in the face of adversity. It's a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there's still hope and humanity.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for breaking all of this down. It's definitely a lot to process. Let's hope things calm down soon.
Thanks for having me. It's definitely a tense situation, and staying informed is key. Let's hope for peace and safety for everyone involved.